So, Ruben, you're okay now? No more fever? Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that we be able to see Ruben coming this morning. I pray that you bless each and every one of us as we quiet ourselves, and I pray that you speak to each and every one of us and help us to understand your will. By the power of the Holy Spirit, and on top of that, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we put what we learn into practice so that we be truly blessed. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I named that the title of chapter 3 of Ruth is the light change another person's life. And we see that the life of Ruth changing her mother-in-law, Naomi. And the Bible say in chapter 3, verse 1, one day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home, find a rest for you, and where you will be well, provided for?" And the moment Naomi being selfless, not just concerned about her own need, but concerned the need of other people. I want you to write that down. That is chapter 3, verse 1 of a book of Ruth. When Naomi concerned about not her own need, but the need of her daughter-in-law. You write that down. Chapter 3, verse 18, and then 23. Turn to 1 John, chapter 3, verse 18. "Dear children, let us not love with word or tongue, but with action and in truth." And that's the life that how Ruth changing her mother-in-law Naomi. Naomi get all the blessing from her daughter-in-law Ruth. And after so many days, one day she come to senses. She want to seek the blessing of her daughter-in-law. So at first, Naomi only say with kind word. Now she take action. She tell Ruth not to what to do in order that she be able to find rest and she'll be well provided for. I also want you to write that down, chapter 3, verse 23. This is God's command for each and every one of us, including God's command to Ruth, God's command to Naomi, not only to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, believe in God. On top of that, when you believe in God, we have to love one another as he commanded us. So in other words, the moment Naomi not only concerned about her own need, not only for her to find rest, not only for her to be well provided for, she want her daughter-in-law to be well provided for. So Naomi showed her the way and how to ask the boss to marry Ruth. So I also want you to write that down right beside chapter 3, verse 1. You write down the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. A kind-hearted woman And a kind-hearted woman, first of all, is Ruth. because Ruth loved her mother-in-law, and now I see that a kind-hearted woman is Naomi too. A kind-hearted woman gained respect. And verse 17, a kind man benefit himself, but a cruel man bring trouble on himself. Brother and sister, when you seek the good of the other, the Bible says you will benefit yourself. On top of that, you will gain respect. Right beside gain respect, chapter 11, verse 16, you write down Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed, to be loved, to be respected is better than silver or gold. So I just want you to take a look at that, because we all know that. Ruth was a foreigner, an alien, a sojourner living in Bethlehem. It's not the native people. She won't know all the custom, all the law of Moses. But Naomi know that. When Naomi want to help her daughter-in-law to find rest, to find a place that's well provided for, Naomi gain respect and benefit herself. I want to write beside benefit herself. I want you to write that down. At the end of the day, you know what happened? In verse 17, chapter 3, I read that to you. And added, he gave me 6 measures of barley, saying, don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. And that is the benefit. A kind man benefit himself. The Bible says, if you kind to other people, and the other people get blessing, you too get blessing too. Because it works. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, in the New Testament teaching, the Lord command to us is to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and also to love one another. And Naomi was loved by Ruth for so long now. It's the first time she showed her love to her daughter-in-law by finding a place, a rest for her, finding a place that she will be well provided for. And for us, know that. Ruth won't know this kind of custom. Ruth won't know this kind of law of Moses. It must be taught by Naomi. So a boss want to encourage Naomi, continue to love one another. So that's why give her 6 give her 6 measure of barley. I want you to write that down. 6 barley of measure is, do you remember that the first day that when Ruth worked, how much she get? And in 17, chapter 2, verse 17, is 22 liter of a grain. And 6 measure is what? 6 measure is 44 liter. 44 liter. You know, it's very, very heavy. During that night, in the morning, boss asked Ruth to open the shawl that she cover her head, and boss give her 6 measures. 6 measures is 44 liter. 44 liter is very, very heavy for Ruth to carry. So that's why the Bible say, boss, help her to put it on her shoulder. All right? Brother and sister, I want you to write that down. When the Bible say, in chapter 11, in the book of Proverbs, verse 17, a kind man benefit himself. Ruth being kind, Naomi being kind to Ruth, and Boaz, and say to Ruth, I don't want you to go home with an empty handed, so as to encourage Naomi, keep on loving others, keep on being selfless. Brother and sister, I want you to learn that lesson. If we only concern about our own need, ignore the need of the other people, your blessing is limited. In chapter 3, verse 1, should I not find a place of rest for you? Should I not find a place that you are well provided for? She's not thinking about herself. She's thinking about the need of her daughter-in-law. Lo and behold, she gets 44 liters of barley. And that's the blessing from the Lord. I think it is the Lord who moved Boaz to do that. And also, a kind-hearted woman gained respect. And if a mother-in-law only get help from the roof, and she has no intention to help her daughter-in-law, she won't gain respect. Starting in chapter 3, verse 1. Now we learn to love one another in action. Just like chapter 3, verse 18. We don't love one another with word and with tongue alone, but with action, with deed. Just thinking about how other people can get blessing. I tell you one thing. I want you to mark that down in your Bible. We know that now. Michelle lost the job, right? Right? Am I right? Michelle lost the job. Are you using this kind of Bible? 11:16, 11:17, a book of Proverbs. And I remember the work of her hand. When brother and sister has no job, she's concerned about the need of the other people. And I want to make sure, Lord, your word, when we apply your word in our own life, when we do it, I want you to prove yourself faithful. She hasn't got a job yet, okay? And I'm using 11:16, 11:17, to pray for this sister. And if Naomi get blessing, being selfless, not concerning about her own need, but you and I know that, when you send her daughter-in-law to marry Boaz, there's a possibility Ruth will never come back. She won't be well provided for. She may not find rest, but she takes the risk to do that. And the Lord say that, you have done the right thing. That's why I moved Boaz to give you 44 liters of grain, so that you keep on doing what is right. Keep on doing what the Lord requires of you to do. I want you to mark that down in the Bible. Michelle hasn't got the job yet, and you and I know that this situation is very, very difficult. Am I right? But the thing is, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, the Lord is not unrighteous. The Lord is just. The Bible clearly stated that. In Romans chapter 2, verse 6, the Lord will reward each person according to what he has done. And also the Bible also stated that in Psalm chapter 25, when King David ask God for favor, he offers three kinds of prayer. Oh Lord, do not remember the iniquity of my youth. And do not remember my rebellious way. But remember your great mercy. Remember your love, which are from of old. Because your love and your mercy endure forever and ever. Once you block out my iniquity and my rebellious way, the Lord will start showing favor to you. And King David say, remember me. That means remember what I have done right. Ignore what I have done wrong. And then remember your great mercy and your great love, which are from of old. And he get the blessing. And I will pray these kind of Bible verses for Michelle. Okay? And I want to see, when will he get the blessing? All right? And I also know that a kind-hearted woman gain respect. I don't want her to be in disgrace and in confusion and in shame. I want her to get respect for all the good things that she has done to other brothers and sisters. She has done to Joyce. She has done to Donald. She has done to Sally, right? So, well, we'll see. But another thing we have to learn, just a month or so ago, the thing that she said in the board meeting is not right. Okay? And the Lord is not pleased with that. So what we ask the Lord, block out our iniquity. Do not remember our rebellious way. Do not remember iniquity of our youth. You know, we are ignorant. We are not smart. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious way according to your love. Remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Right beside remember me, you write down Nehemiah 13:31. When Nehemiah done the good things for the Lord, he asked the Lord, remember me with favor. The Lord will remember that. I also want you to write that down, the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. When you have done good things in the Lord, and the Lord will remember that, and the Lord will reward you in due time. Write that, Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 9, even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. God is not unrighteous. Okay? God is just. God is righteous. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Write that down. That is how I pray for her. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. I want to write that down, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, all the way to 12. Chapter 6, 10 to 12. I strongly believe in the word of God. I believe that A kind man benefit himself. You done what is right in God's sight, the Lord will reward you. Some way or the other. If it's not blessing you through Boaz, he can bless you through other means. Because God is a powerful God. Alright? And he will do things that no mind has seen, no ear has heard. What the Lord will prepare for those who love him. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible clearly stated that when the Lord bless you, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. I don't think Naomi realized that when Ruth come back with 44 liters of grain. I don't think she know that. Do you agree, Moses? So what have you learned? Be nice to who? Be nice to your sister? To everyone? Because a kind man is benefit yourself. A kind man, a kind-hearted man, a kind-hearted woman gain what? Gain respect, gain favor. And I also want you to write that down. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. If what you have done is right and is pleasing in God's sight, you know what happened? God say, then you have confidence before God when you pray to God, and you know that your prayer will be answered. You want the Lord to answer your prayer? You be nice to other people. Be nice, not just you think that that's the nice thing to do. No, be nice according to the word of God. Okay? Chapter 3, verse 22. Starting with according to 1. Dear friends, if our heart do not condemn us, when will your heart condemn you? If you do the wrong thing, you don't do according to what the Lord requires of you to do. Okay? And then we have confidence before God in our prayer. And we receive from God anything we ask. Why? Because we obey his command. His command is what? To love one another. Okay? Seek for the help. Seek for the need. Seek for the provision for your daughter-in-law. And then if you obey his command and do what pleases the Lord say, I will answer your prayer. I will gain respect. I will get benefit myself. When I cry out to God in need, he's going to answer my prayer. Good names is better than great riches if you gain respect. To be esteemed is better than silver and gold. Because why? You write that down. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. You love Ruth, Naomi, you love Ruth, and Boaz going to bless you. God going to bless you. God can move other people to bless you. Bless you left, right, and center. And he can surround you with favor as with shield. No one can attack you, and everyone will pour blessing unto you. And I think this is the right thing to do. So, I want to say one more thing. Second blessing. The pleasant blessing, you get 44 liters of grain. Okay? 6 measures of barley. 44 liters of barley. Okay? That's a pleasant blessing. If you live a godly life, I want you to write that down. Chapter 3, verse 17, according to Paul teaching. Turn to First Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, the latter part. Train yourself to be godly. Ruth trained herself to be godly. You know what happened? In verse 8, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Right beside the present life is 44 liters of body. You see it right away. Brother and sister, when God bless you in the future, He will bless you right now first, because so as to encourage you, you keep on doing it. If you don't see the blessing right now, you may not be able to see the blessing in the future. Okay? That's how we get encouragement for that. So you will see the blessing right now, 44 liters. Hey, I want you to remember that. Chapter 2 is 22 liters. 22 liters of grain, body, you can last you for a whole month. 44 liters is very, very healthy. The old man has to help Ruth to put on her shoulder. Okay? Say it again. 1 liter is 1 kilogram. 44. Wow. Can you handle that 44 kilogram? Even if you get that, well, don't give me 44 so much. You know what I mean? 44 is very heavy, man. 1 liter is 1 kilogram. Okay. Wow. 44 kilogram, that means 88 pounds. Moses, you have to carry that. You can't ask Miriam to carry that for 88 pounds. Very, very heavy. Anyway, so that's the pleasant blessing. I want to show it to you, the future blessing. Turn to chapter 4 of the book of Ruth. On the book of Ruth. Take a look the future blessing. Verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. Then he went to her and the Lord enabled her to conceive. I want you to write that down. The Lord enabled her to conceive. Not every woman can able to conceive. Not necessary. Not by nature. If you can conceive a child, it is the Lord who help you to be able to conceive, okay? The Lord enabled her to conceive, and then she gave birth to a son. The woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he, that means the son that you have now, okay? May he become famous throughout Israel. Famous throughout Israel. You write down 16, chapter 11, verse 16. A kind-hearted woman gained respect. Naomi gained respect because she has kind-hearted. Ruth gained respect because she has kind-hearted too. Boaz gained respect too because he is kind-hearted too. And on top of that, not only gained respect and gained good name, to be esteemed by God and to be esteemed by all other people. And having this good name, having this respect, can last until eternity. On top of that, his descendant after them gained the respect. Right? Chapter 4, what did I just read it to you? May he become famous throughout Israel. Who is he? Is the son that Ruth gave birth, that son. May this son, okay, become famous throughout Israel. That means not only Naomi gained respect, Ruth gained respect, Boaz gained respect. Now who gained respect? Obed gained respect. The son gained respect. And that's the blessing. All the other women say that. And then verse 15. This son that you have now, Obed, will renew your life and will sustain you in old age. I want you to write that down. This is the future blessing. This son, Obed, will renew the life of Naomi, will sustain you in old age. Why? For your daughter-in-law, Ruth, who loves you, who is better to you than a seventh son, has given him birth. Brother and sister, I want you to write that down. When you train yourself godly, to be kind-hearted, to be kind to other people, especially your own kinsmen, hey, when you're being kind, where do you learn kindness, Moses? First, outside or inside? Inside? So, kind to who first? Kind to your wife, right? And then kind to your wife's family, right? And then kind to your daddy and mommy. And kind to your one and only one. Stop. No, I'm pointing it to her. Oh. This guy there, slap the face. Huh? He hasn't learned it, yeah? One and only one dog. I know that you have one dog, okay? Oh, man. So where are we now? Now, I say that one more time. Paul said that in New Testament teaching. Train yourself to be godly. If you train yourself to be godly, live a holy life, live a life that is pleasing in God's sight, I know that your prayer is powerful. Because the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And on top of that, you gain respect. When you gain respect, every people will be kind to you. Because they know that if they're kind to you, they're kind to the Lord. And besides, you benefit yourself. I don't think. In chapter 3, verse 1, when Naomi, thinking about the need of her daughter-in-law, will have this kind of blessing. We all concerned about what am I going to do next year? Do I have grain next year, right? If I send my daughter-in-law away, when she find rest, when she find a place well provided for, she may not remember me. You don't worry about that, man. You remember chapter 2, verse 9 of 1 Corinthians. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what God has prepared for those who love her, who love him. Naomi loved Ruth. That means Naomi loved God. God said, you love me? You obey my command to love one another? You receive so much love from Ruth, now you return that love? I prove to you that you get pleasant blessing, 44 liters of body. On top of that, in the future, the son that she give birth, better than seven sons that you have. She didn't have seven sons, she only had two sons. And you and I know that. Jacob had 12 sons, only one son that through him, that Jesus Christ was born, is from Judah, right? Even though you have seven sons, the Messiah, our Savior, may not come from you. Now, you know what happened? The Messiah come from the Ruth family now, through Boaz. Will she know that? She won't know that. If she is thinking about herself, myself, I want you to write that down. Matthew 16, 24 to 25. If anyone wants to follow Jesus, he must deny himself and carry the cross and follow me. Anyone who tries to save his own life will lose his life. Anyone who loses his life, send his daughter-in-law away and find a place well provided for the need of her, not the need of yourself. She find life. She find that she gain respect, she gain honor. Brother and sister, this is the right thing to do. You know why God will use a Gentile woman to write the book of Ruth so as to learn how to love one another with reward? Because my Lord will reward each person according to what he has done. Chapter 2, verse 11 of the book of Romans. For my God does not show favoritism. It is not because she is a Gentile woman, I won't bless her. Doesn't matter whether you're a Gentile or you're a Jewish woman, you do the right thing. What you do is pleasing to the Lord. The Lord say, I will bless you because my faithfulness endure forever and ever. Psalm 146, the Lord say, God's faithfulness, God remain faithful forever. Whatever he has said to you, he is faithful to all his promises. Psalm 145. He's faithful to all his promises. Psalm 145, 13. Psalm 146, his faithfulness remain forever and ever. When you believe in God's word, you know what kind of word that Naomi believed? I want you to write that down right beside Ruth chapter 3 verse 1. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 25. I want you to write that down. Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 5 all the way to verse 10. If brother living together and one of them die without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bear shall carry on the name of the dead brother so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel. However, if a man does not want to marry his brother's wife, she shall go to the elders at the town gate and say, my husband's brother refused to carry on his brother's name in Israel. He will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to me. Then the elder of his town shall summon him and talk to him. If he consists in saying, I do not want to marry her, his brother's widow shall go to him in the presence of the elders, take off one of his sandals and spit in his face and say, this is what is done to the man who will not build up his brother family line, and that man line shall be known in Israel as the family of the unsandaled. You write down Ruth chapter 4. Ruth didn't know that. But Naomi know that. Naomi know that there's two close relatives. But the other close relative, throughout chapter 1 all the way to chapter 3, doesn't show any concern for Ruth and Naomi family. In chapter 2, we see that. In chapter 3, we see that. Boaz, so concerned, so kindness to the widow, two widows, Naomi and Ruth. But Boaz is not the close relative. Elimelech That means Naomi's husband probably has two brothers. One is closer. You know what I mean? The one closer has the right to marry Ruth. All right? Now, but strictly speaking, if you read the Deuteronomy chapter 25, strictly speaking, Boaz supposed to marry Naomi. You understand? Naomi have the right because based upon Deuteronomy, I have the first right because I'm the widow. My husband passed away. I have two sons. It's all gone. And I am the one supposed to approach Boaz. And if he approached Boaz, I think Boaz will do that too. But the thing is, she know that she may not be able to conceive. Right? She passed on that right. She's supposed to be find rest for herself. Am I right? You can claim that right. She give up the right and give it to Ruth. Because she wants to say, I want to find a rest for you. I want to find a place that you're well provided for. And besides, this is a good man. It's a good man to marry, right? If a good man to marry as a woman, you have no earning power, you will pass it on of that kind of blessing to someone else? You won't, right? But you pass it on. And I want you to remember another man. His name is unknown. In chapter 4, he's qualified to redeem. But he found out that he has to marry Ruth. He said, no, it will ruin my inheritance. It will cause damage to my children. He's so concerned about his own wealth. He's not concerned about the well-being of other people. He's not being kind-hearted. You understand what I'm trying to say? And that man is unknown. No respect. Blessing, no blessing. No present blessing, no future blessing. Brother and sister, when the Bible says to love one another is a good thing to do. To love one another, you benefit yourself. You gain respect. You gain good name. When you cry out to God, God answers your prayer. God can bless you left, right, and center. When God bless you, your eye have never seen that. If it's not because not only see that I will get a son. No, it is the Lord enable Ruth to be able to conceive, right? It can be conceived to a girl instead of a man too, right? Everything is in whose hand? It's in God's hand. And God say, I remain faithful to all my promises. You write down Psalm 145:13. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. All his promises. When Naomi exercised the right in Deuteronomy chapter 25, she didn't exercise herself. She let Ruth to exercise the right. When Ruth understand that, you know what the Bible say? I want you to remember that. Turn to Ruth chapter 3, verse 10. The Lord bless you, my daughter, Boaz replied. This kindness, what kind of kindness? You write down. This kindness means Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5 to 10. This kindness. You listen to your mother-in-law, and now you come to me, ask me to marry you. This kind of kindness. I don't know about Hannah, you're not a dog, you're precious in God's sight. I want you to know that, okay? Now, I forget now, okay? Oh, man. What? This kind of kindness, your kindness to your mother-in-law, right? And listen to your mother-in-law right now and ask me to marry you. Ruth could have been asked a young man, whether rich or poor. Do you want to marry a young man or marry an old man? honestly, okay? Not based upon what you see, based upon what your condition right now. You want to marry an old man, a gold digger? Or you want to marry a young man? Young man, right? That's why Boaz said to her daughter, Daughter Ruth, this kindness. Because when you marry an old man, you follow Deuteronomy chapter 25. You do it according to God's will, according to God's command. Because God say, I don't want you to marry outsider. Because when you marry outsider, all your inheritance, the land, shifted to another family. That's not what God wants. God say, the boundary line that your forefather gave it to you, never move the stone. That belongs to you forever. Don't let other people take it. And Ruth take that. We all have need. She ignore her need. And Boaz say, this kind of kindness cause you to receive blessing better than before. Brother and sister, don't ever using your mind think, oh, no, how can I carry the cross and follow Jesus? It's too hard. But do you know the blessing that you have now and the blessing in the future? It's beyond you can understand. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what the Lord has prepared for those who love God. What do you mean by you love God? You love God, you do exactly what your mother-in-law say. You love God, you do exactly what Deuteronomy chapter 25 say, verse 5 to 10, right? This is what Moses say. This is what God say. You do what God say to suffer yourself, you're selfless. And God say, let me bless you left, right, and center. Does it make sense? Is that book of Ruth, is a good book? Tomorrow, which is Sunday, right? Monday, right? I'm going to talk about the genealogy, the blessing, boss, we see. Lo and behold, man, a Gentile woman can write a book like that, so beautiful. And this book, according to Psalm 106, this book, because of the godliness of Ruth, of the godliness of Boaz, godliness of Naomi, help me to understand God's word. Help me to know that He is faithful. Even though in marriage, you're supposed to find a young man, whether rich or poor, instead of an old man, but you deny your need, but you do it, and God bless you. Everybody say, our Heavenly Father, when we read your scripture, open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in your scripture. Open our ear that we can understand so that we get blessing, gain honor, gain respect. And I see that Ruth is the person who feared the Lord and who humbled herself. In time, when Naomi urged her to go back to her mother's home, she refused to do that because she said that your God is my God. And now she do even greater thing than that. Deny her personal need. Deny the happiness of her own marriage for the benefit of God so that we prove God to be faithful for the benefit of Naomi family. Lord, I pray that you help us to remember a kind-hearted woman gain respect, a kind man benefit himself. It's not wrong to be kind. It's not wrong to be nice to other people because we can get blessing. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what God can do for each and every one of us. As long as we love Him. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.